We're holding Be'ezrat Hashem in Siman Resh Chaf Aleph. Maran says, Em hayu b'tzar mechamat atzirat geshamim. If the country was in tzar because there was no rain, v'yardu geshamim, and then it rained, mevarechim alehem, we make a beracha on the rain. Even though the rain didn't come down enough to really saturate the land, when enough rain came down, that is, they multiplied on the ground, and now there's puddles, that when the rain drips, you get like a bubble, and the bubbles travel to each other. That's already considered, that's what Gemara calls Shilchu Chatan Lekrat Kala. You have one Aba'abua and another one going to each other. Hagaha. Why did nobody here ever hear this Birkat Geshamim? Mishum de Medinot Elu. In these countries, Tedirim Geshamim. We have rain all the time. Ve'enam Ne'etzarim Kol Kach. It doesn't get so held up. Emaya B'tza'ar. Says the Mishnah Berurah. If Sham the Be'eretz Yisrael, Shematzui Sham Yovish Gadol, it gets very dry in Israel. Uchsheba et geshamim, when the rainy season comes, Vageshem Yoreb Bizmano, and the rain comes down, Kol Echad Sameach Bo. Everybody's happy, they're waiting for it. Then Afilu Bistama, then even every year, Tzarich Levarech, Vepam Rishon Keshi Yoreb, you have to make Berakha the first time it comes down, every rainy season. And the reason why it says it, Mayu Bitsar, La Apuke em Yored Oda Pam Le Mahar, if it rains a second day, Uliyoma Oharan another day. So he's saying, Emayu Bitsar, because it doesn't sound like that for Maran. Sid Mahamat Atirat Keshamin. It sounds like it was a delayed rainy season. Ube Primagadi Mashma Da Filu Bepam Rishona. That's the way it sounds from Maran. Even the first year, the first rain of the year, if the rain is coming in the right time, you don't have to make a beracha. And see biur alacha. So the biur alacha is bothered that the Rambam didn't say this term. So number two, the Ish Matzliach says, v'gam be'eretz Yisrael, even in Israel, not like the Mishnah Berurah. Davke mayu b'tzar mechamat atzirat geshamim yevarechu. Only if the rains were delayed and it was a problem. They told you the lines on the Kinneret are going down. The farmers are not having rain. Aval im yardu geshamim mitchilat ha'onam amash. If the rain came at the right time, ein tzarich levarech. That's the ma'amar mortchi. V'chein eskimu ha'charonim, the kafahayim. Mishnah Berurah Biur Halacha wants to say the other way. Mikol makom, bezmanenu, shemetzuyim baruch Hashem mayim beberazim. We have water in the faucets. Stam b'nei Adam, most people, ena margishim tzar mechamat atzirat geshamim. Most people don't feel a difference. Right? The Kinneret, they get most of their water from the Kinneret. And the Kinneret is passing another red line, and another red line, and another red line, and they still have water in the house, so what's the difference? Nahagu shelo levarech, the custom is not to make beracha. Mikom makom ra'ui lo marken, if you have atzirat geshamim, below lachtom b'shem, without saying Hashem's name. The haklaim and the farmers shemitztarim. Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. Next, the enam neetzarim kol kach. In their countries, it's fine. He's going to be muted. Enam neetzarim kol kach. Ritzanol omar. The en lahem simcha. Nowadays, we don't have so much simcha b'iridat keshamim because it's always raining. The en achinami. We're going to get there. Afilu beotana aratzot shirigilim bematar. Even in the countries that have a lot of rain, if there was a long drought, and the people of the tzar, and then it rained, says Maran, bet, what beracha does he make? People that don't have fields, Omer, he says, we thank you, Hashem, our God, I'll call tipa utipa, for every drop of rain, that you bring down for us. And you go into Nishmat. Ad hen hem yodu vivarechut shimcha malkenu. Vechotem paruch ata Hashem. El rov ha'odaot. Mishnah Berurah, Rov HaHodaot doesn't mean that he has most of the Hodaot and not all of them, but it means Beribui HaHodaot, with multitudes and many Hodaot. Rov is Ribui. Looking at number 5, he discusses the Nosach. He says, you say all the way out to Fanecha Tishtahave. He says, no. Him Yodum Vivarechu is until the Davka. But if he wants to go to the end, it's okay. Maharam Galanti, Maharam Hajiz, they have Nishmat, they start from Nishmat, and they go to Baruch El Rov HaOdaot. And then they would say, Mizmor Samachay, Lecha Dumiya Tehila, Kitov Zamira, Shuv Hashem Shivat Yom Kaddish. Okay. That's if he doesn't have a field. Vemiesh lo sadeh, if he has a field b'shutafut with a partnership in Achir, he owns it with partners with somebody else. Mevarech atova metiv, he makes atova metiv. Vem emo shutaf pasadeh, if he doesn't have a partner, mevarech shechianu, he makes shechianu. Like the general rules that we'll see soon, that whenever you have a tova, that you have a partner in the tova. So you say Hatova Metiv. If it's yours alone, you say Shechianu. So you get a new pair of pants. No one else is wearing it, hopefully. So you say Shechianu. But if you buy a house for you and your family, right? Everybody's enjoying it. You should make Hatova Metiv. Definitely, if you have a partner. Veshutafut Hatova Metiv. Shehetiv lo vegam laacherim imo. For him and for others. Ta'ainu la shutaf to the partner. Umashma be'arbe acharonim, ta'afilu im yesh lo rak isha ubanim. He really doesn't have to have a partner in the field. His wife and his kids, they're all benefiting. They all feel benefiting from the field. Him bichlal shutafim. And he says downstairs in bed, halachot kitanot ve'ashah. V'chen iskim. V'chen iskim be'eli rabbah. Not like Magen Avraham. ועין שם הם אל רבי שצירף לאשר, משום לדעת הרבה ראשונים, הלא הרבה ראשונים, הולדי, always make a טוב המטיב. הלא הם הרעשי והראש והרעש והבריאז, זה בשדה, in a field. אפילו אין לו שותף בכלל, even if he has no partners, גם כן מברך a טוב המטיב. Why? Because I have a field, I'm happy with rain, the field next door is happy. So what's the difference if he's a partner with me in my field? It rained on both of our fields, and we're both happy. We're all happy with the rain. That's what the Rosh and all these Rishonim are. Right? V'lo nishar lanu negdam ki marif arambam ve'aram b'masichetani. Then they say that the beracha is only if you have a partner in your field. So for them, unihid be'enu shutaf klal, if you don't have a partner at all. En lanu lachlok ala shulchan aruch tepasak avatayhu. Al kol panim, v'yesh lo isha ubanim, Bevada yesh lo smoch uvarech. You could say that isha ubanim is good enough. Okay, but the halachah ketanot doesn't agree with Magen Avraham. It's a mistake. Okay, mashma bar. Hey, v'men lo shutaf pasadeh, he makes a shechianu. Haroe nilus is from the Radbaz. He lived in Egypt. Haroe Nilus, and it doesn't happen anymore because they built the Aswan High Dam. But it used to be that the Nilus would flood every year. Rashi says, and then it goes into the canals and it's Mashke all the Sadot. So that's like the rain coming every year. No, they changed it. Haroe Nilus Keshukata Nasir, he built the Aswan High Dam. Not that. He built it to control because Yomtang used to flood too much. Haroen Nilus Kishu Katan. You saw the Nile small. Vechozer, and then you come back. Veroel Bizman Shu Gadol. All of a sudden you see it's overflowing. Vesameach Beriyato, you're happy. Nevarech Shechianu. After Enlo Karka. Why? Kivan Shuba Mizman Lizman. It's a yearly phenomenon. Vehun Ene Vesameach Beriyato. Lo Gara. It's not less. Me'adam baroeh chaveroy. You see a friend. Vesameach beriyato. Te mevarech shechianu. Aval haroe bechol yom. Let's say you have a Nile front apartment, and every morning you wake up and you see the Nile, and it's a little bit higher and a little bit higher. After biyom zeh, even though today nitosaf al shelfanav, it's more than the day before. Mikol makom lo yevarech. The kama batil banahar. Every little thing is batil. Vemroe mayim shebechlig. Machlig. It's a word from the Radbaz. You should know. Klig. Uchelik me'anilus. It's a part of the Nile. Shemetpashet gamken megodel anahar. It spreads from the Nahar. Imkivar ahamayim v'mkoram banilus. If you already saw them in the Nile, en lo levarech al riyata klig. Aval lo ra'ah ela ata baklig. If you only saw it in the klig, mevarech shechiyanu. Sherigilim ha'olam l'smoach gambo. They're happy also in the klig. I have no idea. Mevarech shechiyanu. You say shechiyanu levad. Ve'lo ato v'metiv. Ve'afilu yesh lo shutaf uvek kochavim. Let's say his partner's with a goy in the field. La mikri shutaf lazer. We don't count him. Magen Avraham ayin sham ta'amo. Hagaha. Yesh omri. Some say. Hashomea shiyardu geshamim. If somebody heard that it rained, mevarech hatov ametiv. He could also make hatov ametiv, assuming he's supposed to make hatov ametiv, and shechiyanu, if you have to make shechiyanu. Yesh omri, letono lomar, av shelo ra'a be'atmo, even though he didn't see it. Rak shama me'acherim, heard from others. Shiardu geshamim, that it rained, basade shelo, in his field. Achara atira, after the fat drought, vechanal. Gam ken shayach berkat hatov ametiv. Vahaynu, when is hatov ametiv? When he has a partner, if it's only his field, but if he doesn't have a field, he doesn't make a beracha at all. Why? Because the beracha of modim is only if you see it. The afilu berkat modim anal. The beracha zu lo netkena ela beroe beatzmo velo beshomea. Right, ubeshita mikubetzet masik besof devara. The en chilu klal ben roel shomea. He says no, there's no difference. V'yachol levarech berkat modim, feel b'shomea. You can make modim even if you hear. Mikol makom nere, tesvek berachot lehakel. That's why the Mishnah Berurah paskins, and he says in number two, davka kishyesh lo sadeh b'shutafut. And he thinks that everybody would agree that you can make the beracha if you hear it. Chaim Avadya says, even though from Maran it's mashma that if you're making atov metiv and shechiyanu, you don't make modim because it's either or. Says a lot of rishonim hold you make both, so he says that you should say atov metiv or shechiyanu and then say modim, but lo shemu malchut. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen.